Chapter 25. And the word of Jehovah continued to occur to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward the sons of Ammon, and prophesy against them. And you must say concerning the sons of Ammon, Hear the word of the sovereign Lord Jehovah. This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. For the reason that you have said, Aha, against my sanctuary, because it has been profaned, and against the soil of Israel, because it has been laid desolate, and against the house of Judah, because they have gone into exile. Therefore here I am giving you to the Orientals as something to possess, and they will set up their walled camps in you, and will certainly put in you their tabernacles. They themselves will eat your fruitage, and they themselves will drink your milk. And I will make Rabbah a pasture ground of camels, and the sons of Ammon a resting place of a flock. And you people will have to know that I am Jehovah. For this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. For the reason that you clapped the hands, and you stamped with the feet, and you kept rejoicing with all scorn on your part in your soul against the soil of Israel. Therefore here I am. I have stretched out my hand against you, and I will give you as something to plunder to the nations, and I will cut you off from the peoples and destroy you from the lands. I shall annihilate you, and you will have to know that I am Jehovah. This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. For the reason that Moab and Seir have said, Look, the house of Judah is like all the other nations. Therefore here I am opening the slope of Moab at the cities, at his cities to his frontier, the decoration of the land, Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, even to Kiriathaim, to the Orientals, alongside the sons of Ammon, and I will make it something to possess, in order that it may not be remembered, that is, the sons of Ammon among the nations. And in Moab I shall execute acts of judgment, and they will have to know that I am Jehovah. This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. For the reason that Edom has acted in taking vengeance upon the house of Judah, and they kept doing wrong extensively, and avenged themselves on them, therefore this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. I will also stretch out my hand against Edom, and cut off from it man and domestic animal, and I will make it a devastated place from Teman even to Dedan. By the sword they will fall. And I will bring my vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel. And they must do in Edom according to my anger and according to my rage. And they will have to know what my vengeance is the utterance of the sovereign Lord Jehovah. This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. For the reason that the Philistines have acted with vengeance, and they kept avenging themselves with a vengeance with scorn in the soul, in order to cause ruin with an indefinitely lasting enmity. Therefore this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. Here I am stretching out my hand against the Philistines, and I will cut off the Kerethites, and destroy the rest of the sea coast. And I will execute in them great acts of vengeance, with raging reproofs, and they will have to know that I am Jehovah, when I bring my vengeance on them.